From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Iran talks get tougher as deadline looms. A senior U.S. official says the talks on Iran's nuclear program are tough and getting tougher as the Tuesday deadline approaches. VOA's Al Pessin reports from the talks in Lausanne, Switzerland. The remaining issues have been left to the end precisely because for both sides they are the most difficult on which to compromise.
The U.S. official said senior negotiators continue to put ideas on the table during their two or three daily meetings, but they've not found the right combination of terms on the remaining issues. The official spoke under the condition reporters not identify the person or publish direct quotes. The official indicated remaining issues include future Iranian research and development on nuclear enrichment and the pace and timing of relief from economic sanctions. The official said no one is giving up on finding a solution and predicted the talks will go right up to the deadline Tuesday night. Al Pessin, Lausanne.
Nigeria's Electoral Commission has begun releasing results from the country's presidential election after the U.S. and Britain warned of a possible attempt to rig the vote count. The commission Monday announced official vote totals from eight states and the capital Abuja. It was President Goodluck Jonathan who won three states and the federal capital territory, while his challenger Muhammadu Buhari won five states. Four of Buhari's victories came in states in southern Nigeria, which is generally considered a stronghold for President Jonathan. INEC Chairman Adohiri Jega said more results would be announced later in the day. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond released a joint statement saying there were disturbing indications Nigeria's vote coalition process may be subject to deliberate political interference. Stability in Yemen continues to deteriorate as a Saudi-led coalition stages airstrikes against rebels advancing on government-held positions in the south, and the Arab League votes to establish a rapid intervention force. VOA's Scott Bobb examines regional implications of the developments from our Middle East Bureau in Jerusalem.
The offensive by Iran-backed rebels in Yemen has galvanized into action a Saudi-led coalition of 10 primarily Sunni Arab states. Shiite-led Iran denies it is backing the rebels, whose advances led to the creation of an Arab rapid intervention force. An analyst with Tel Aviv's Institute for National Security Studies, Yoel Guzansky, says Arab states would rather the U.S. or European governments take the lead in countering the conflict in Yemen, but in the absence of a response by the world powers, they feel they must act to protect their interests.
Yemen is important not because of Yemen, but because it's another pawn on the chessboard of the Middle East.
They say the best solution would be to bring the Yemeni rivals back to the negotiating table and broker some sort of power-sharing agreement. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is meeting with top officials in Beijing for a visit aimed at pressing Chinese authorities to adopt a more market-determined exchange rate policy. In a statement issued before the talks Monday with Deputy Chinese Premier Wang Yang, Liu said the United States and China must work to achieve a mutually beneficial economic relationship, adding that it is critical to move to a more transparent exchange rate policy. Liu also expressed concern about what he said were attempts to bar technological competition. A blogger was brutally hacked to death by three men in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, Monday. Police apprehended two of the three suspects, whom police say are students at religious schools. A police official said the suspects had targeted Washiku Rahman for his anti-Islamic writings. FBI agents are investigating an incident near the gates of the U.S. National Security Agency near Washington. Reporting two people were injured there Monday morning. Video from news helicopters shows two damaged sports utility vehicles at the scene, including one with NSA police markings. An SA spokesperson said the agency had no information to share at this time. And U.S. President Barack Obama is planning to visit his ancestral homeland of Kenya and what would be the first visit there as president. White House Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz told reporters Monday that Mr. Obama will go to Kenya at the end of July to attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.